In 1979, President Carter introduced Black Music Month as a way to encapsulate the many important and influential contributions that Black musicians have made. And now that Black Music Month is over, we're wondering, is it really worth it? Devante Berry reports.
Since our arrival to this country, Black people have used music as a form of expression and communication. It's how our ancestors passed messages and how they dealt with the perils of slavery. Music is a rich part of our culture, and in modern times, America celebrates Black contributions to music in June, which is now known as Black Music Month. We spoke with jazz giant and host of WEAA's masterclass, Robert Shaheed, about his thoughts on Black Music Month.
I'm not in favor of a Black Music Month. I think that by looking for a Black Music Month, we diminish our importance as an influence on society and think that appreciating it in one month is going to do it justice, when every human being around the world has been influenced by Black music.
For enslaved people, music told the story of their struggles, the struggles of being stripped from their homeland and being taken to a foreign land. It was the only way they could express themselves.
The music has been synonymous with all of the stages of our history in America. Our history has depended on music. We've been inspired by music when we're down. We've sung songs on the plantation when we were enslaved.
Our influence has helped shape almost every aspect and genre of music.
The amount of talent and expertise and influences in Black music are so wide, until each one of them are just as unique as you and I are.
So why should our contributions and influence be diminished to just one month of recognition? The month also leads people to believe that Black music is just one type of music, and that is simply not the case.
And we're thought to believe that all of our music is the same. It's not. It's not the same.
Black artists have had an influence across all genres of music, from jazz to pop and even country music. Instruments such as the banjo were hand-fashioned by enslaved people as they used them to make songs about their desires to be free. Today, the music that we listen to across all genres simply does not exist without the influence of our ancestors. It's not possible.
And every human being around the world has been influenced by Black music.
And to think that just one month of recognition does justice to the immense amount of influence African Americans have on music is demeaning. Black music is all music. I'm Devante Berry, reporting for WEAA Radio.